We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. My beautiful, sweet mama, Eva Fleming, is over there running the iPad for us this morning. And our guest this morning is Jason Mung. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm good.
I appreciate you this morning. You're awesome sauce, man.
Excited to be here.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get that posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Quality work by a company with Christian values. If you would like to be put on the blessing wheel for the book for this month, all you have to do is like, share, and comment. Done. The book for this month is Flickering Lamps, Christ and His Church by Henry and Richard Blackaby. I think I covered it all. I think I did. Would you pray to start us out, brother?
You bet. So, Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. And, God, we thank you that even in the moments of the right nows and the instants, the God, that you are always ready to speak through our mouths. Father, so I just thank you that you are in me today. And, Father, I just thank you that you're going to bring forth the words that you have to say today. I just submit myself to you this morning, God, and I just thank you for what you're doing in my life and what you're going to do into the lives of the people that listen to this program today. And, Father, we thank you that as your word goes forth, that, Father, it will find good soul in their hearts, Father, and that we'll reap harvest. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. I like your title, No Condemnation.
No Condemnation, yeah. So I thought I would just talk about my testimony a little bit, kind of going back through my life a little bit, and then basically a scripture that has came alive to me, and growing up kind of in a religious system I didn't understand, to be honest, and walked in a lot of ways where I loved God, but man, I just kind of felt beat up all the time. So I just kind of want to talk about that. So I'm going to just kind of go back to my testimony a little bit. I was reminded, so this kind of got thrown together real quick this morning, and I was just kind of reminded, there's a scripture in 1 Peter 3:15, and it says, always be ready to share your hope. And we as Christians, we should always be ready to share our hope, because we never know when life may call upon our voice or our life itself just to share the hope of Jesus Christ. And that's one of the things I always encourage people. When you say yes to Jesus, you have entered the ministry. You don't have to be called into a fivefold, or you don't have to be a pastor of a church or any of those things to be in that ministry. When you say yes to Jesus Christ, you are now called into the ministry, and we should always be ready to share that hope, because you have hope now that you have Jesus Christ. And what I'm reminded of in these moments is how we don't rely on ourselves, but we rely on that Holy Spirit that's within us to move. And as the word says, in Him we move and we have our being. Like, His life is our life. Our life is His life. So walking that out. So I'm going to take this back and just kind of share my hope, share my testimony a little bit, kind of what I came from. And then we're going to go into a little scripture, Romans 7, if you want to kind of prepare yourselves for that. We'll kind of touch there and then roll over into Romans 8. But so looking back in my childhood, I grew up, where, my mom took me to church every time that the doors were open. My dad just kind of worked a whole lot back then. And so as kids, I was very familiar with the church setting. Because like I said, if the doors were open, we got drug in there whether we liked it or not. And I knew about God very early on in life. As far back as I can remember, I knew about God. But as my life progressed, as I grew into my kind of my preteen years, I had actually went to a public school up until the sixth grade, and then ended up going to a Christian school my seventh grade year, the beginning of my seventh grade year. So it was kind of about that time that God was just kind of pulling on my heart. And as we see in Scripture, you know, we can be taught about God, but it's not anything that a man's going to do. It's not anything that a church is going to do. There's not some special teaching that's going to come out that's going to bring you to accepting Jesus Christ. It's only by the Holy Spirit. And that's what His Word says, that the Holy Spirit will draw us. And for each and every one of you, if you haven't had that moment in your life, there will be a moment where you know there's just something on the inside pulling, and you know it has nothing to do. I'm not saying it's not going to be in the time of maybe a sermon or teaching or sharing of a testimony, but you're going to know that you know this is God calling me. And when that point comes in your life, my encouragement is to respond, to respond to that voice, right, and say yes to that voice. But each one of us are going to have that. And I know, even from my own personal experiences, sometimes that voice is nudging and we're like, nah, I got some better things to do. I've got some different things to put my focus on right now, right? Mm-hmm. But God doesn't give up. God is faithful. He is going to pursue us because He loves us with everything He is. As we see, according to Scripture, He loves us so much that He sent His Son, right? He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to pay for this, for the sins that were engulfing our life, that consumed our lives, right? And as we get into Romans 7, we'll talk about that just a little bit. But so at about age 12, I remember I was in church camp. And we used to take a trip up to Colorado every year. We went to a little country church over outside of Sayre called New Liberty back then. It was kind of a little community that was there. That's where we went to church. But every year we would take a trip and go up to the Colorado Mountains. And what better place to find God than the Colorado Mountains, right? Beautiful up there. But it was a place that we always went. And one of the things that I noticed up until that point in my life was I loved God. I tried to walk in everything that I seen according to Scripture. As a child, I didn't get into the Word as much as I should have. But I was always around it. I was being taught it. My parents were showing me that. My grandma, my mom, you know, those influencers were in my life, speaking the Word into my life. But I hadn't grabbed a hold of it as a personal relationship myself up until that point. I just knew about God. But in that moment in the Colorado Mountains that day, there came a point where I knew that Holy Spirit was pulling me. He was tugging at my heart, and He was saying, I'm calling you to follow me now. And so in that moment, I responded, and I said, you know what? Yes. I've known who you are. I've known about you all these times, but I'm ready to experience a relationship with you. And I just felt Him calling me that in my heart. And for me, it wasn't me walking down an aisle to an altar. I went up and I leaned up against a big old boulder on the side of a mountain in Colorado, and I just poured out my heart to God, and I said, man, I've heard all these things, but I'm ready to say yes. I'm ready to say yes. And so that day forward, my life was completely changed. And even now, walking in a leadership position, you know, as a pastoral role, and even now growing up into the church and leading people into Christ, I've got to lead a lot of people to Christ. And one of the things that sticks out to me more than anything is there's one thing that people always say, what do you feel in this moment? Peace. It's peace. Like there's a peace that you feel in this moment. And as the Word explains it, it's the peace that passes our understanding, right? Because oftentimes, you know, some people, for me, it wasn't at a moment of traumatic circumstance or anything like that I gave my life to Christ, or, you know, my life wasn't just in shambles and falling apart. You know, I lived in a home where I had both of my parents, was raised in a Christian home and His values. So it wasn't that I was just seeking something. It was just Every person is going to have an opportunity when God draws their hearts, and it's going to look totally different. Everybody's testimony is so unique, you know, and I love that because some of us have a journey that was traumatic and went through a lot of circumstance before they gave their life to Christ, and maybe that's the road that led them to Him. Some of us, maybe we've just grown up in a Christian home and Christian influence, but it doesn't matter. It still comes down to a moment that's between you and God. And you have a choice to make. That's it, you know? So whatever life has looked like for you or maybe looks like for you now, if you haven't said yes to Christ, maybe that's something that you're doing. And even this moment, as you hear my testimony, if God's pulling on your heart, I just encourage you to lean into that, to seek that. And if this is the moment for, if this is the day of your salvation, well, let's praise God and rejoice together in that, right? So I gave my life to Christ, and then what I noticed from that day forward was condemnation. So up until that point, you know, I had given my life to Christ in my heart, but had not made the decision, I guess to say, because again, I was raised in church. I did love God. I had a love for God. I had a heart to please God. I knew what He said according to His Word because I was under the influence of the Word. It was being taught to me. But again, I had not received my salvation, you know, and as we see in Scripture, that is something that He gives as a free gift. But just like in this room, if I was to hand you something, you have to take it. You know, we can be around the message of the gospel. We can grow up in the message of the gospel, but there has to be a point that's only the extension of the gift. Right. But there has to be a point in my life where I reach out and I say, you know what? I receive that. I'm going to take it as my own. And so I did that in my life. And from that point forward, as I'm going to kind of jump through the years, maybe kind of condense a lot of the story. So what I did from that moment forward is I walked knowing the things that God was asking of my life according to His Word. But there was this other voice that was a constant in my mind. And it was something that any time that I failed or any time that I fall, any time that I didn't follow what I knew what God's Word was calling to me, I just kind of got beat up, you know? And I would even beat myself up in those moments. It was like this other voice was like, you know, and we kind of look at like this old cartoon, right? We got the little angel over here and the little devil over here. And it's like the angel's trying to encourage you into all the good things. And the little devil over here, of course, is trying to get you to turn away from everything that is good. But it was like this little devil voice had the most, he talked the most, you know, he talked the most. And because what in those places that when I failed in my life, then that voice was like, yep, what are you doing, man? You know, you screwed it up again. You've messed it up again. And then what I would do was come in agreement with that voice and say, yeah, I know, man, like, gosh, what am I thinking, you know, and just get into those. And what I've recognized now as I've matured in Christ is, and what I call, I was caught in this sin cycle, you know, and it was because there was always certain things, and we always recognize that in our life. There's always certain things that there may be some things that you struggle with that I don't struggle with or vice versa. But there's always things in our life that we can kind of get caught in this sin cycle. And what I've learned growing up in church, too, was the fact that I seen this cycle that was kind of going on and on in church as well. And it was like, so these people would give their life to Christ, and it didn't matter what age. You know, most of the time, if you've grown up in church, it's going to be at a younger age that you do give your life to Christ because you're in that environment. That drawing is there, right? There's an environment cultivated for the Holy Spirit to draw your heart. And there's a lot of kids that give their hearts to Christ in that way. But then what I noticed was they would walk into their sin, and then condemnation would beat them up so much, and they would come into agreement with condemnation, right? And then they would just become the defeated foe. And as they walked in defeat, then they finally said, you know what, this is not even worth it. Like, this is too hard. And I'm not saying this is only for children, because I know adults experience this very same thing. Like, it becomes a burden that we can't bear. And then as I noticed when I got into the Scripture myself, like, He talks about those things. His burden is easy. His yoke is light. Mm-hmm. But if you're feeling a heaviness, it's because you're carrying the load yourself. You're not allowing God. You're not giving that to God. Yeah. And just like I said, we can come into agreement with the voice of condemnation just as easy as we can come into agreement of the voice of truth that God speaks, right? And we don't have to carry that burden that sin brings, because sin is a burden. It is a burden that Jesus paid for, that he lifted from our shoulders, but we only have to come into agreement with the voice of the Word of God, with the voice of the Holy Spirit, who is our encourager from there, right? And say, I agree with what you have to say. And I change my mind. I come into agreement with those things, the truth of God's Word. And so what I noticed, again, in my childhood was like, even my peers and those kids that I grew up around was like, you finally just got too heavy and you didn't want to do it anymore. And then you're like, you know what? Just forget it. Like, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And this is a lot easier, you know? And then there would come a moment again where you went to a church camp, or maybe there was just a good preacher or a revival that showed up at your church, right? And the Holy Spirit's presence was yet again in the room and his moving was on your heart again. And then you were like, okay, I need to get back on track, right? And I need to rededicate my life. And it's like, what I noticed in there is like all this verbiage that we were using in what I call Christianese, like rededication. I don't see that anywhere in the Word of God. Once I've really began to read the Word, I don't see that word even in the Bible. And I'm like, what are we doing here? We're missing something. Because I just seen the cycle over and over and over in my own life and in the lives of those that were around me, is we would walk in the ways of God. We would pursue the things of God. And then life would become too heavy, or the sin burdens would become too much. And we would finally just say, you know what? It's not worth it. We would throw up our hands and we would walk back into the things of the world. And we would live there for a little while until we realized yet again, we're missing that peace that we had at that moment of salvation. We were missing that, and our heart longs for that. And the Word talks about that. Go back to your first love, right? And so many times, maybe this is an encouragement for someone today, if you've lost your first love, if you've lost that moment of peace, you can go back to it. And again, I don't want to get off into the Christianese words of go rededicate your life, but I'm saying for once and for good, give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. And when you do that, you will find that God will empower you in a way that cycle that you found yourself just going through is forever gone, right? And the way I say it now is, I'll never go back. I'll never cycle back through. I'll never go around the mountain again, because God now has my heart in a way that he has never had it before. And what that looked like in my life was that moment of salvation and that peace, that initial moment I knew God was moving. I knew it was real. And it had set me apart of everything else that I experienced in life. Do we need to take a break?
Whenever you're ready.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
Before we get into the scripture, we'll do that.
Okay.